Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Hi, this is Caroline. Jason, you're supposed to introduce me, but that's okay.
Oh. Hi, this is Caroline. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. Sorry, too many knobs and switches this morning.
It's one of those days.
It is.
Good morning, listeners. I have a storied Newport Beach family member on the radio today, Dave Beek. Good morning.
He's on. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Calling in. Today starts the 108th Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade.
Absolutely.
Right? And
very exciting.
It's really exciting. And for anybody that doesn't know about the Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade, it is the, well, I did PR for Visit Newport Beach, and it is probably the world's oldest, close to
it's the world's oldest, world's largest, and world's longest running.
Yeah, longest, yeah, boat parade.
And so lots of kudos.
Yeah, totally. And so why don't you tell the listeners all about the boat parade? Too bad we're not TV, because I would love to run like video while we're talking. But
yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
Imagine, everybody close your eyes and imagine lights, water, and boats.
Or go to ChristmasBoatParade.com, and then you can get your visuals as I go through it. Because
Excellent.
ChristmasBoatParade.com does all the information you're ever going to want to know about the event. We'll start. It's 108 years. It started with... back in the early days of Newport Harbor, there was an Italian immigrant here that had an Italian gondola, a Venetian gondola, and he adorned that with Chinese lanterns. And he would go out, and you got to remember, 108 years ago, there was probably maybe 15 or 20 people living in the area.
Exactly.
But they went out, and it kind of became an event for a couple of years. And then, of course, my grandfather started the Balboa Island Ferry Service, and he would take one of the ferries and decorate it in Christmas lights and get the city of Newport Beach employees on it with a Christmas tree, and they would go around the bay singing Christmas carols to the houses that dotted the Newport Harbor coastline at that time. And then other boats would decorate and start following, and that was kind of the genesis of the event. And it's, if those people could, including my grandfather, could come back to this evening and see what their creation has become, they would just be blown away, because now it's just the, like we were saying, the largest, longest running, most spectacular Christmas boat parade on the planet. And it's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And, decades ago, probably they, instituted the Ring of Lights. Is that what it's called?
That's right.
And homes that compete. And this is a competition. And the homes that compete for Christmas decor, and it's back to your grandfather. If he could see the size of the homes that are around the Newport Harbor, he would be blown away, and it has become. But anyway, talk about the visuals.
Well, so the Ring of Lights is the backdrop to the parade. So Newport Harbor has these incredible homes that are built all the way along the 14 miles of coastline that we have inside our harbor. Just a little quick trivia, we're the largest small boat harbor in the world, and a lot of people even here locally in Orange County don't even know that. So we've got a lot of coast and a lot of beautiful homes, and these guys just go, some of these people spend upwards to $50,000-$60,000 decorating their homes, and they're just insane, which makes the perfect backdrop for these beautiful boats that spend upwards to that amount, if not more, decorating their yachts. And it's not just yachts, it's everything from little electric boats all the way up to 150 footers that are in the parade route.
Yeah, that's the best part. I love that, because you do see Duffy boats decorated and then, massive yachts side by side. And
everything in between.
Rowboats, kayaks.
And the other just amazing thing, just even in the last 10 years, is the technology. So now you have this computer technology with LED light technology, so you can get a lot more. Boats are obviously, they're limited on how much power they can produce. And now with the LED lights and computers, they get these just amazing displays. And even the smaller boats, for not that much money, can just do spectacular stuff with what they got.
So for people that want to go check out the boat parade, it starts today and runs through the 18th?
That's correct. So we open at 6:15 with a giant fireworks show.
Which is amazing. Go check it out, people. Go down there and check it out and get there early.
We've all seen fireworks, right? But if you see fireworks over Christmas boat parade and lighted homes, it's a whole different dimension of fireworks shows. It's amazing. So we start the parade off at that at 6:15. Parade starts promptly at 6:30 off of Bay Island, and it goes 2.5 hours around the entire perimeter of Newport Harbor. It ends at approximately 9 o'clock, and it runs this evening, 5 nights consecutive, weather permitting, of course, through Sunday. And then Sunday night at about 9:15-ish, we close with another fireworks show off the Balboa Pier that's about a 7 to 10 minute show that is just out of this world.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like everything else in Newport Beach, it's big and it is bright. It's really a one-of-a-kind, truly one-of-a-kind experience. It's family-friendly, big time, and get your Santa hats and get down there.
Absolutely.
Give the website again so people can check it all out.
So all viewing information, whether you want it, of course the event is free, but there are also private companies that can take you out on private on viewings for the homes and the boats. So ChristmasBoatParade.com. There's a route map. On the map, it shows you the times the parade will pass the different points on the bay. It'll show you the best viewing locations. And it'll give you contact information for anybody that you need for all things Christmas Boat Parade. It'll be on that website.
Yeah, I'm sort of partial to the Balboa Bay Club viewing.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's a great place to view.
That's a great spot to view from. Balboa Island, too, is also great.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Just being, you can walk around Balboa Island and check it all out. It's so great. So really quickly, I would like to switch gears and talk about your grandfather starting the Balboa the ferry and just your family history. It's so interesting and so cool. So tell my listeners near and far about our special ferry that your
grandfather?
Seymour's your dad, right?
Seymour's my father.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Joseph Beek was my grandfather, and he came to Newport in the very, very early 1900s. And you have to, you know, if you can just do a mental picture of Newport back then, it was just pretty much a lot of swamp and mosquitoes and
right.
sand spits. There was not a lot here. And he just he and a guy named Collins that had already bought a lot of land here and some other families just had this vision of what this area could become. Orange County didn't want anything to do with it. L.A. didn't want anything to do with it. And so these guys just started kind of dredging and putting some islands together and putting up seawalls. And then the pavilion was built, of course, in the early 20s. And the red car system from Los Angeles would come down and bring the frolickers and partiers.
All of Pasadena down to Balboa Island.
Right. And they would come down. And so that was an opportunity to try and sell those people lots on Balboa Island. And so they needed a way to get the people across. So the ferry, but he was the city of Newport Beach had just formed at that time, and they put out an offer for contract to do a ferry service, and my grandfather was the only one that submitted an offer, so he got the contract.
Fantastic. And 3 generations later, you're still running it?
That's right. 4 generations now.
4. Yeah, your kids are on there?
Yeah. It's a
awesome.
4-generation deal.
That's fantastic. There's a lot of information on the Beek family and the Balboa Island Ferry. At the Balboa Island Historical Museum.
Yep, Balboa Island Museum.
And it's on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page if you want to check it out. Dave, I am so thrilled that the boat parade is starting. I'm going to definitely take my kids down. And it is such a special event for the world right here in Newport Beach. You know,
it is, yeah. If you have not had an opportunity to witness it, and this year, just if I can quickly, Carolyn.
Oh, yes, please.
So Disney has jumped into the event just feet first this year, starting with they have Mickey Mouse is our Grand Marshal tonight.
Awesome.
I'll just run through the Grand Marshals. It's Mickey Mouse this evening. Tomorrow night is Olympic gold medal winning athletes from the area. Friday night is the 5 finalists from the TV show The Voice. Saturday night, we recognize local heroes. That would be police officer of the year, firefighter of the year, lifeguard of the year. And then Sunday night, we wrap it up with the USC marching band. Those are our five grand marshals.
Wow. Wow.
And that Disney also has, you know, Disney's reintroducing the Main Street Electrical Parade next month at Disneyland, where it originated some 45, 50 years ago at Disneyland. And to commemorate that, they have a boat entry in the parade, Main Street Electrical Parade, which is just amazing.
Is that the first year, or did they do that before?
Dave, this is the first year.
Oh, my God. I'm sure that's going to be incredible. Okay. Yeah. See, for all of us that have been to Boat Parade a million times, A, it never, ever, ever gets old. And B, you have a whole new boat to look for, because there are spectacular, amazing there's shows on people's boats, like literally, you know, dancing and singing. And it's just unbelievable and beautiful. And the kids love it. So Dave Beek is my guest today, talking all about the Newport Beach 108th Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade. Thanks, Dave, for your time. I know you have a big press day today, and I hope, I know it'll go great. And, you know, hopefully Friday it won't rain too hard.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for letting me call in, and certainly hope that all your listeners can come enjoy the event.
Me too. And for all my listeners out there, if there are any other great people that you'd like me to interview, please let me know off on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will consider them. Again, thanks to Dave Beek. And until next time, this is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.